Hello and welcome to this weekly sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and in Bray. The restrictions that we're on at the moment have meant that we've had to miss out on a lot of things in life. And in our church life, we have had to miss some key events in our yearly calendar. So today in our Bray congregation would have been our harvest celebration. And we missed it a few weeks ago in Black Rock too. Harvest is a time where we think about God's creation, how he provides for us from the land, and we sing hymns about farming, and we decorate the church with fruit and vegetables, and it is a time to celebrate God's goodness to us. And even though we can't celebrate harvest in their traditional ways and be together today, we can still take a moment to be thankful to God, because the heart of harvest is about being thankful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says to give thanks in all circumstances. Now, our circumstances right now are pretty difficult, but we can still find ways to be thankful. Because maybe you're watching this today and you're feeling isolated, or you're feeling anxious or depressed, or you're feeling angry and frustrated, or you're just really lonely. But yet through it all, there are still things that you can be thankful for today. We've got God's wonderful creation. We've got his generous provision. We've got his loving presence. And most of all, we've got the hope we have in Jesus. So today, we're going to have a time of harvest thanksgiving and celebrating God for all his goodness to us. And so to help us do that, we're going to look at a psalm. We're going to look at Psalm 34, written by David, where he is giving thanks to God for his goodness. And he invites others to join in with him on his praise. But he invites those who are afflicted, those who are oppressed, those that are feeling helpless, to join in him in his worship. This is how he begins the psalm. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34 is like a testimony, where King David is giving thanks to God, and he's explaining why he is giving thanks to God, and encouraging us to also give thanks to God. It is written after a time when he had to pretend to be insane so that he could escape with his life. 1 Samuel chapter 21, verses 10 to 15 tell this story about how David was being chased by King Saul and his army who were trying to kill him. David flees and he goes to a place called Gath. But while he is there, the servants of the king of Gath saw him and recognized him as this mighty warrior David. And they were worried about what he would do. So they went to their king and said, David is here. But when they brought David to this king, David pretended to be insane. And he was drooling out of his mouth. And the king looked at him and he thought, this man is insane. He is no threat to him. And so they let David go. David's life was spared, and he realized that God had been protecting him and that God had rescued him. David, in his experience, had seen that God was good. And as he writes this psalm, he then turns to the listener and says, you can experience God's goodness too. Look at what he says in verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is he who takes refuge in him. Don't know if you've ever been out for dinner and you order some food and the person you're with orders some food and theirs arrives and it looks delicious. And you ask them and they say, is that good? And they say, yeah, this is really good. And then they say these wonderful words, do you want to try some? And you're like, that is what I've been waiting for, yes. And you stick your fork in and take as much as you can. David is not just saying God is good, but he's saying, try it, test it, trust in him for yourself, and you will see his goodness at work in your life too. If you pray to God, if you trust in him, if you do good and you be honest, then you will see his goodness at work in your life, protecting you and rescuing you as well. God is good. He goes on in verses 17 to 18 to say, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. David, writing the psalm, knows that life is not always easy. Nowhere in the Bible does it promise us that as Christians we won't face difficult times. But the Bible does promise us that God will be with us and that he will help us in those difficult times. And that's what David is saying here in this psalm. He's saying we may face many troubles, but God will rescue us from every single one. When we need help, God will be there for us. When we're being chased by evil, God will deliver us. When we're brokenhearted, he will comfort us. And when it feels like our spirit is being crushed, he will save us. And it's so important that we hear that this morning. We are in the middle of this second wave, and it's getting harder and harder to hold on to hope. But know today that God is good and he will deliver us. Again and again, we see God's goodness in the life of King David. When he was hungry, when he had to face battles, when as a kid he stood up against a giant, when as an adult he was consumed with his own failures and his guilt and shame over a sin. But he saw God's forgiveness and God's deliverance in his life again and again. All through the Bible, we have these stories of hope about how God rescues his people. God rescued Joseph from the jealousy and the hatred of his brothers. God rescued the nation of Israel from slavery in Egypt. God rescued Jonah from the storm by a fish. God kept Daniel safe as he was in the lion's den. These stories are there to give us hope as we face our own troubles. And of course, the greatest story of deliverance in the Bible is in the story of Jesus Christ. Because God delivered Jesus up out of death in his power and in his love. But not only that, through Jesus' death and his resurrection, God promises us an end to all trouble, and he offers us forgiveness of our sins, and he offers us eternal life with him and the Spirit to help us wait and endure whatever it is that we may face. God loves you. God is with you. God has a good plan for your life. Trust in him. Taste and see that the Lord is good, and happy are those that put their hope in him. Father God, I thank you that you are good and that your love for me endures forever. Lord, in your goodness, hear my prayer. Deliver me from all my troubles. Heal my broken heart and give hope to my spirit. I desire to see good days. Teach me how to trust in you and help me to turn from evil and to do good. Thank you for your wonderful creation, for your generous provision, for your faithful presence, and for the hope I have in Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this audio sermon. For more resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.